When Susan Seidelman finished Smithereens, she didn't dream she'd have a chance at Cannes. She certainly didn't have the money, but she mailed off her application anyway, and then she forgot about it. And then came a series of coincidences. A phone call from France, a screening, an introduction to a man in a restaurant who agreed to become her financial backer, and Smithereens was accepted into the director's fortnight at Cannes. That's the forum for new and experimental works. Then another phone call from France, this time from the head of the main competition, the most prestigious event of all at Cannes. He urged Seidelman to send her film to Paris for review.
It would have cost me about $400 to send the film to Paris, and so I was talking to somebody, and I said, I don't want to do it. I don't have $400 to blow,
sure.
And I know they're not going to accept it. And she said, well, just, I don't know, I'll lend you the money. Just do it. So I sent the film over there,
and
about a week later, this woman who was now my sales agent, she got a telex saying that it was taken out of the director's fortnight and moved into the main competition. And I remember telling her, I'm not going to get excited right now. Call Paris. Maybe they left out the word not. You know? So she called Paris to confirm, and I was really shocked to find out that it was true.
Which meant that it played up against what kinds of other films?
The other American entries were Missing, Shoot the Moon, and a film by Wim Wenders that was produced by Coppola called Hammett. And the other European directors were Antonioni, Godard, the Taviani brothers who did Padre Padrone.
What do you think it was that so intrigued the French, all of these people who were seeing it in its various phases, that they felt they wanted to bring it out there?
I think as far as the French are concerned, I know that they're really interested in American culture, especially American pop culture. And the film sort of presents a quirky view of life in New York that I guess fascinated them in some way.
Do you want to stick with feature-length films, having made your first now?
I hope I'll be able to because, I guess as you know, it's really hard to keep making independent films because of financial reasons, and the other alternative, which would be the industry, is not really receptive to female directors. I would like to remain independent as long as I can, but I also know that, you know, that the kinds of films I was making before that were financed by grant money, that a lot of that's drying up now.
Why is there that resistance in Hollywood to female directors? Every now and then you get one. Lee Grant gets to make a film. Diane Cannon gets to direct a film. But it's very rare.
I think it's a really closed, it's a kind of buddy-buddy system in a way. I mean, I think that Hollywood is, and the studio system is really kind of old-fashioned. And it really is a, you know, the boys, it's like a boys' club. And for whatever reasons, I think they still don't trust women with those kinds of big budgets. And also maybe they don't think women could deal with technical crews and things like that, which I think is not true.
Did you have problems dealing with technical crews?
Not at all. Not at all. I think if people respect you, and the nice thing about the people that I had worked with is I had made three short films before this one, and I worked with these people on those films, and I think they respect me as a director. And I think if you seem to know what you're doing, people pick up on that, and they'll be really cooperative.
I love the title, Smithereens. Where does it come from?
I was trying to think of a word that had the kind of energy that the main character has and also had a pop connotation. And Smithereens is a word that I remembered from comic books and cartoons. It seemed to fit both needs.
Director Susan Seidelman, she spoke with us from her office in New York. P.S., some good news, she tells us. She has finally found an American distributor, and her film, Smithereens, will open in New York in September.